Chapter 38. The Letter. Dante. While Dad and Adam were at the hospital, I called Aunt Jackie. I was scared of what I might do if Emma started crying again. She wasn't pleased. Dante, do you know what time it is? I don't get up early on Saturdays. Aunt Jackie, I need your help. Why were the words so hard to say? Then I told her everything about Adam and the sleeping pills and about me shouting at Emma and what I'd almost done. I'll be there as soon as I can, she said. After I spoke to Aunt Jackie, I went upstairs to Adam's room. It made me feel closer to him. As I was making his bed, I found a piece of paper. It was the letter from Josh. Adam, I know I'm probably the last person you want to hear from, but I hope you'll read this letter. I'll be in court soon. The police have photos and doctor's reports of your injuries, so I'll probably go to prison because of what I did to you. Mum has washed her hands off me, and my friends don't want to know me anymore. You were right. I'm a coward. But I need to say this to you. I'm really, really sorry about what I did to you. Even now, when I think about it, I can't believe what I did. Can I ask you a favor? Will you write to me in prison? I'll send you my address, but I'll understand if you don't want to. Isn't it strange? I thought I'd lose all my friends if they knew I was gay, but I've lost them anyway. I heard you haven't returned to school yet. Is it because, like me, you feel dead inside, like there's no reason for living? I told you things I've never told another person, ever. I told you I cared about you. That's still true, but I still hurt you. Now you think the world is full of two-faced people and liars like me. So what's the point? Every second of every day, I'm sorry for what I did. I hope you'll write back to me. But if you won't, or don't, or can't, I'll understand. Take care of yourself. Your friend, Joshua. I read the letter again, but it left me more confused. So Adam hadn't thrown the letter away. Was this why he'd taken those pills after all this time? Was Josh right about how Adam must be feeling? I put the letter back. Had the letter made him think about his old worries, or had it shown that they hadn't got better? Where's Emma? Aunt Jackie asked as soon as she arrived. In the sitting room. She's drawing. I'm so proud of you, she said. You didn't hit Emma. You walked away when you got angry and gave yourself a chance to calm down. But I nearly... If nearly was important, most adults would be in prison. Well done for asking for help when you needed it. Aunt Jackie smiled when she saw the look on my face. Men think it's not strong to ask for help. Look at Adam. Aunt Jackie sighed. Alone in his room for months. Too much of a man to tell anyone how he really felt. I'm not going to let that happen again. I love Adam too much, I said. Have you told him? No, I haven't. But he knows. Just like you know your dad loves you. Aunt Jackie looked at me to see if I understood what she was saying. I'm sure you like hearing the words, though. Daddy? Emma called. Where's my baby? Aunt Jackie said, pushing me to one side as she ran into the sitting room to be with my daughter. I thought about what Aunt Jackie had said, about men not asking for help. I wasn't the only guy to become a single dad at 18, and there wasn't a lot of information written for us. I had an idea. Maybe I could do something about it. But for now, I had other things to worry about.